Hello, this is Robert Shepherd, and now English Waves will explore the life of one of the most famous painters in the history of art and a leading figure in the Impressionist movement. He is Claude Monet. He was born Oscar Claude Monet, although some sources say Claude Oscar Monet, on 14th November 1840 in Paris. His father, Adolphe, worked in his family's shipping business. His mother, Louise, was a trained singer. Monet also had a brother called Léon. When Monet was just 5 years old, his family moved to Le Havre. While he was a good student, Monet disliked being confined to a classroom and much preferred being outside. He developed a love for drawing and made caricatures of his teachers. Monet's mother supported his artistic efforts, but his father wanted him to go into business. Monet moved to Paris in 1859 to pursue his art, but from 1861 to 1862 he served in the military and was stationed in Algiers, Algeria, before being discharged for health reasons. When Monet returned to Paris, he met several other artists and became friends with the great Auguste Renoir. He also won acceptance to the Salon of 1865, an annual juried art show in Paris. The following year, Monet was again selected to participate in the Salon. This time the show officials chose a landscape and a portrait called Camille, which featured his future wife, Camille Danciu. She was substantially younger than Monet, but she served as a muse for him, sitting for numerous paintings during her lifetime. The couple experienced great hardship around the birth of their first son, Jean, in 1867. Although Monet was in dire financial straits, his father refused to help. Monet became so despondent over the situation that in 1868 he attempted suicide by trying to drown himself in the River Seine. Monet and Camille married in 1870, and following the outbreak of the Franco-Prussian War, they fled with their son to London. Returning to France after the war in 1872, Monet began to develop his own technique. He visited many of his artist friends, including Edouard Manet, who, according to Monet in a later interview, at first hated him because people confused their names. An exhibition in 1874 proved to be revolutionary. One of Monet's most noted works in the show, Impression Sunrise, depicted a harbour in a morning fog. Critics used the title to name Monet an Impressionist, which meant his works appeared more like sketches than finished paintings. While it was meant to be derogatory, the term seemed fitting. Monet sought to capture the essence of the natural world using strong colours and bold, short brushstrokes. He and his contemporaries began turning away from the blended colours and evenness of classical art. Monet's wife became ill during her second pregnancy with their son Michel and later died. Monet then became romantically involved with their friend Alice Ojeda. Even though Alice never divorced her husband Ernest, she, Monet, and their respective children all moved in together. After Ernest's death, Monet and Alice married in 1892. Although Monet gained financial and critical success, in 1911 he became depressed after the death of Alice. In 1912 he developed cataracts in his right eye, and then both eyes suffered. Monet finally consented to undergo surgery in 1923. Monet struggled with depression in his later years, and despite his feelings of despair, he continued working on his paintings until his death. Monet died on 5th December 1926 at his home in Giverny. Monet's style opened the door for further abstraction in art, and he is credited with influencing the likes of Jackson Pollock and Mark Rothko. Stay tuned to English Waves.